Meanwhile, British soldiers returning from northern France on furlough introduced the flu to Dover and other Channel ports, from where the virus was carried by rail to London. By the time the pandemic had run its course in April 1919, an estimated 675,000 Americans and 230,000 Britons were dead. In India alone, some 10 million were killed. And worldwide, the death toll was an astonishing 50 million. But that was then. Today, planes can transport viruses to any country on the globe in a fraction of the time it took in 1918. In February 2003, for instance, a Chinese doctor arrived at the Metropole Hotel in Hong Kong feeling unwell. Unknown to him, he was harboring a new animal origin virus called SARS, short for Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome. Within 24 hours of checking into room 913, 16 other guests had been infected. And over the following days, 5 boarded planes to overseas destinations, spreading the virus to Vietnam, Singapore, and Canada. Flights between Hong Kong, Toronto, and other international cities were quickly grounded. And thanks to other emergency measures, a pandemic was averted. By the time the outbreak was over, 4 months later, SARS had infected 29 countries worldwide, and more than 1,000 people were dead. For all that the virus was rapidly contained, however, there was little that could be done about the alarming news reports carried by cable news channels and the internet. As bloggers added to the hysteria by spreading unfounded conspiracy theories, tourism in Hong Kong and other affected cities ground to a halt, costing businesses more than $10 billion. One business, however, did very well. Above all, SARS was a reminder that pandemics have always been associated with panic. If history teaches us anything, it is that while pandemics may start small, their impacts can be as dramatic as wars and natural disasters. The difference today is that science gives us the ability to detect pandemics right at the very beginning and to take action to mitigate their impacts before they spread too widely.